What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I don't see Bron going out in that first round.
You know what my body told me when I was 40, when I turned 40 on my 40th birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you start tripping.
Welcome back to Unplugged, our weekly go-round. Jack, you fresh out the dentist chair. You got them pearly whites purling?
Yeah, they hurting though right now, so I ain't going
to show. A little sore?
Nah, but when we on All the Smoke next show, you're going to see. They're going to be shining.
they hurting right now. Yeah, they hurting. You got them bicuspids taken care of?
Them bicuspids.
Jack, today we got a good one. Our brother DeMarcus Cousins will be joining us. But before we get to Boogie, we got an announcement. We got a big announcement coming on Thursday. We listen to y'all. Where does this tour need to start? We've picked two cities.
Okay.
We're coming to two cities near you this summer. Okay. Mm-hmm. We will announce on Thursday what those two cities are, and it's just the beginning. So if we didn't mention your city on Thursday, we still going to get to see y'all. But Jack, definitely excited. It's not just a podcast taping. We're going to have music. We're going to have drink. We're going to have something to smoke on. We're going to have merch. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be an experience, man. So stay tuned. Thursday, we'll let you guys know what two cities we're coming to. And again, if it wasn't your city this time, doesn't mean it won't be next time. So, you know, keep the comments coming. Keep throwing your city up there. We're going to try to come see you. So, Jack, finally, live tour. I've been on this shit for about 3 years now. I've been trying to get us on a live tour for like 3 years, and now we finally doing our own thing, and we can do it now. Shout out our squad, and we're going to be on the road, bro. What you think about that?
Stay locked in. It could be your city. Could be your city. Who knows? But we're trying to pop up everywhere, man. So a lot of our fans been asked for this. It was finally put together by our team and everybody. So we super excited because there's a lot of people that we want to go out there and touch. You know, we always mm-hmm. been those guys that like to interact with people and are touchable. So this is going to be exciting, man. I'm ready.
Cool. Y'all stay locked in Thursday till we see where we will be this summer. Hey, man, we want to welcome back one of our brothers, a friend of the program.
Lil Big Brother.
Yeah, man. Boogie, we appreciate you hopping on with us today.
Appreciate you guys.
You actually on your way out, right? You're on your way to Taiwan, right?
Yeah, I fly out a little later today. Me and the fam about to take this 12-hour flight to Taiwan. Oof. So, yeah, we got an adventure in front of us.
Same prayers for y'all before you go, bro.
Safe travels. Enjoy yourself. Do your thing. You just came off a 3-on-3 House of Highlights championship. We saw some of the matchups on the internet. Tougher matchup for you, Cam Newton or Big Paul Pierce?
Why y'all starting this shit this morning?
Yeah, you, hey, Paul the Booth Pierce. He's not the truth. He's the booth. He's the booth now.
Nah, shout out to Paul, man. But Cam Newton was definitely a better matchup, a tougher matchup. Man, I didn't realize how like big that motherfucker was, bro. Like,
Cam.
So I've seen Cam in person before, but like to actually like see him being an athlete, like I was thoroughly impressed. But I'm sizing him up. I'm like, damn, bro, like how much do you weigh? He was like, bro, to be honest, no. He was like, bro, to be honest, in the Super Bowl, I weighed 280.
Damn. He carries it well. You would have never guessed it.
It's not an ounce of fat on this dude, bro.
With speed, too.
280 at quarterback, brother.
That's nasty.
So, nah, I was thoroughly impressed. And, you know, him, he actually, you know, really, really tried to compete. And I could feel the strength. His size definitely worked on his behalf. But, yeah, it just wasn't enough.
They said you was out there like Shaq with a three-point ball.
I shot a lot of jumpers, bro. You know, I didn't want to go too hard because, you know, it's levels to this shit. So I wanted to keep it, you know, entertaining. I want everybody to have fun. But, yeah, you know what happens. When it's time to it's time to strap up, bro. It's time to strap up. So.
Yeah.
Time to strap up.
So you only, what, 32, 33? How old are you?
I'm 33, bro.
Oh, you still a baby. Still a baby. You know what's crazy, though, is like me and Paul started playing again. We trained together and we started playing. But shit, I'm seven years removed. Paul's probably 10,
are you nasty?
Maybe. I'm actually starting to warm up a little bit. I was nasty the first couple of times. I was really just out there on some cardio ball, just running up and down. Even if we lost, I'm on the side running just to run. But it's crazy because Boogie's still in real basketball shape.
Right.
You know what I mean? So there's a big difference between, hey, I used to play and I'm still kind of I'm still in it. It's night and day.
I think that's what kind of caught Paul off, because I think Paul thought in his mind, like, this is going to be easy. I'm playing against, you know, these young mm-hmm. guys. And then Paul realized how these dudes was running around, and I think he just kind of got shocked in the moment.
Yeah, we could. We could.
Bro, he was stuck in the mud, bro. It was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy to see.
Shout out P Squared. Before we get to some NBA topics, Boogie, obviously your former alma mater. A lot has transpired since we last talked to you. Coach Cal is out. Former captain of the 1996 Untouchable National Championship team. Mark Pope is in. I was actually read an article last night about some political infiltration in the Kentucky system and how they wanted Cal to get on that political train and he wasn't having none of it. So, Boogie, talk to us. Cal's in Arkansas now. Mark Pope is in. What are your thoughts?
Man, you kind of hit it on the head with that, Matt. It is a lot of, you know, political behind the scene things going on that, you know, the average fan will never know about. And, you know, for the most part, players won't really know about unless, you know, mm-hmm. they're able to get that information from the horse's mouth. But it's a lot of things that happen, you know, that, you know, I'm not happy with. But at the end of the day, I think it's best for both sides. Obviously, once the politics get involved, it's going to become a really, really messy situation, and mm-hmm. everybody in the situation becomes a loser. So,
real quick, not to cut you off, but because when we say politics, normally there's politics to college basketball politics. We're talking real politics.
Real politics.
Like, yeah. We're talking real politics. Like, they wanted Cal to jump on this Trump train and support someone who's in his cabinet who was running for governor. So there was a lot of hands in the pot. And to me, from what I read, Cal wanted to protect his players at all costs. He wouldn't allow his players to be involved in it, and he didn't want himself involved in it. And once they kind of put his foot down with that, as powerful as these outside entities are, as great as Cal is, that mm-hmm. was almost kind of like the sign of, okay, something's got to change here.
I mean, yeah, you're definitely on the right path when it comes to, you know, the behind the scenes actions. And, you know, I'm not really comfortable speaking on it too much because I don't even want to get involved with that type of bullshit. You know, I'm not a guy that's into politics. I don't want to be. Politics are always messy. It's always a loser in politics. So, like I said, I don't want nothing to do with that shit, and I really don't want to speak on it, but I do know the truth. I do know the ugliness of what happened behind the scenes. And like I said, at the end of the day, everybody loses in this situation. So them going their separate ways was the best way to move in a positive direction. I think Cal is going to, you know, go off and be Cal. I don't think that'll ever change Cal's impact on basketball, this young generation, these young kids' lives. Mm-hmm. It'll never change. That's just who Cal is. That's mm-hmm. his calling. That's what makes him the legend and the icon that he is. And when it goes to UK, it's the same thing. It's a legendary spot. It's a legendary university. I don't know much about Mark Pope. You know, 1996, I was 6 years old. So I'm going to keep it a buck. I don't know much about him. But I do know – he's UK family, and I'm always support family. You know what I mean? I wish him the best. Mm-hmm. I wish him nothing but success. I wish the university success. But when you really think about the situation and the guys that are kind of stuck in between, it's almost like a child in a nasty divorce. He loves both parents. Mm-hmm. He loves both his parents. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, the child is the one that kind of ends up getting the bad end of the stick. Mm-hmm. So it's a tough situation. I'm definitely like stuck in the middle because I got love for both sides, but you know, I wish both sides success, and I just hope everything can now move in a positive direction.
One thing I do know about Mark Pope is he was on that team when I was at Oak Hill, and we scrimmaged UK when I was a senior. We beat them niggas, so I do remember that.
Of course, you got to bring that up. One thing that's fresh off the press is, you know, five-star recruit DJ Wagner has jumped in the transfer portal. It's going to be interesting for me, Boogie, on the outside looking in, because obviously UCLA has had a coaching marathon where they haven't been able to get the kids they should be able to get. I think it's going to take UK a minute to recover from this. I don't think kids are just going to jump to Kentucky, because to me, obviously you always want to think the university is bigger than the coach, but this particular instance, as many great players he's turned out, Cal was Kentucky. You know, Coach Cal was Kentucky. So I think it's going to take them a minute to kind of find their right way and find the money you need to get these kids, because you know that Arkansas is, they already said the Tyson family is throwing, what, $5 million towards NIL. So, you know, they're going to be able to get some of the top kids. And I think Cal's going to fit in seamless over there.
I don't think, you know, as a basketball fan, and, you know, Kentucky's legendary all the way back, you know, to the 30s. So mm-hmm. it's a tradition there where, you know what I'm saying, the name on the front of the jersey is what, you know, it's all about. But that's from a standard of back in the day. Like,
kids don't care about that no more, unfortunately.
Kids just don't care about that anymore. Kids are literally going wherever they can get the money, wherever it's the coolest, wherever it's the hot. Gear. It's just it's a different era of basketball. These kids that are growing up don't have the same standards and ambition and goal and drive as we did when we were younger coming up. It's just a different time. And life evolves, the game evolves, everything evolves, and you have to evolve with time or you're going to get left behind. I've made comments about it before, and it's kind of been taken as, you know, I'm disrespecting the university.
No, not at all.
That's not my purpose, and that's not my intentions, and that's not what I mean by it. No. I'm only speaking on the current time and how times have changed. And if you're not aware of that or you're not going to embrace the change, then you're going to get left behind. Yeah. And it's simple as that. There's no knock to the university. It's legendary. If it stopped today, it's still going to be a legendary university. But at the end of the day, if you want to continue – to find success in this program, you want to continue to, you know, strive for greatness, add more banners. You have to evolve with time, and you have to embrace the evolution of time and in the game. Mm-hmm. And that's all my comments were really about. So, you know, a lot of people took it as disrespect when I said Kentucky won't be on TV. Look, man, I understand both sides of this shit. I can be a fan, and I understand the business. I understand the business of basketball. I understand the business of media.
It's a wrap.
The only way, I don't think it's a wrap. I just don't think it'll ever be the same when it comes to the hype, the media, and the push.
It's going to take a while.
You know, being a nationally televised team. Will they find success? I absolutely think so. It's just
one and done era over there. The one and done era is over with.
And I think they're okay with that. I think they want a different
college,
you know,
standard.
They want a different change. But all I'm saying is you have to be up to date with what's going on in the now.
Well, I think you hit the key, Boog, and it's not only Kentucky. It's all these major universities that have a historical tradition, such as UCLA, that think the kids care about the four letters across the chest or the Kentucky across the chest or these big the kids don't care about that shit at all. Kids don't even, with all due respect, don't even know what John Wooden meant to UCLA.
They don't even know who John Wooden is.
Thank you. So all these older schools that have decision makers who are a little bit ripe, a little bit older, that don't understand that kids do not care about history. They don't care about tradition. All they care about is where can I get a lot of money at? Yes. What coach is going to prepare me to get in and out of this program in a year or two at most? And
where can I play the most?
Play most and dope gear. Yep. Dope gear. We got some dope gear while I'm going to be here a year or two. I'm going to get some bread. A coach is going to get me in and out of this program. So, again, to your point, Boogie, they do want that change. They don't – because if I'm not mistaken, I could be mistaken, I think if you give a kid a scholarship and he leaves after 1 year, that money's still gone for four, if I'm not mistaken. Someone maybe
I don't know how that works in our background.
But I know colleges do not like that. Cal made that acceptable and okay and you know, won a championship with it and turned a lot of NBA pros out. But schools don't necessarily like that. So I do think, again, I think Kentucky will get back on their feet, but it's going to take a while. But I think the real shit you said is kids don't care about history or tradition anymore, period.
Just don't. That's the facts behind it. They just don't.
Yep.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because he didn't need it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20. Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Moving on, transitioning to the NBA. The regular season is over. Play-ins start tomorrow. Really excited about this, but we're going to touch on something we all know was a part of the game when we were coming up. The Cavs benched their starters, I think, in the fourth quarter last night against the Hornets to intentionally get out of that second seed. So now that they're going to put them in the four seed, they'll play Orlando instead of playing the winner of Miami, Philly. Thoughts? People don't know this shit's been going on for a long time. I mean, Jack, I remember our We Believe team. I think Dallas tried to dodge us. Remember, they didn't play their starters at the end, and it ended up coming back and biting them in the ass. And you know, it's a long line of teams that have kind of been able to strategically seed themselves for their first round matchups. Thoughts on this, and thoughts on what, you know, what the Cavs did to avoid Miami or Philly?
I mean, basically you just avoided Miami and Philly to have somebody else beat you in the first round. That's all you did. It ain't like you trying to play somebody in different that you know you can beat to advance. You're going to lose anyway. I don't like the losing mentality. You already in the playoffs. That's going into the playoffs with a bad feeling, a bad mentality, with just saying, I'm going to rest my guys so we can play certain guys. And what they're saying about your coach. I ain't confident against you. I ain't confident with y'all playing against these motherfuckers. See, I don't like that. It says a lot of things. People can say it's strategic and you got to do this, not that. I never was a guy that appreciated tanking. If we going to have a bad season, we going to go out on our shield having a bad season, not just laying down. That's how I always been. And I've been on bad teams, but what people can say about when I'm on bad teams, I'm still playing 110% like I'm on a championship team. So I can never respect that, Matt and Boogie. I can never respect that.
I agree with Stack. It's definitely a soft mentality, especially going into the playoffs. You want your confidence high. You want your ego in front. You want all these things showing that I'm ready for this moment. I'm here to dominate. So that's definitely not what, you know, this type of move definitely doesn't show that. It's showing that there is a fear that we're not good enough, which is a horrible mentality. And I don't know. It's just a bad look. But in a way, you could sit here and say it's strategic because when you look at these standings, Miami will always be, as long as Jimmy Butler and Bam is on that squad, Miami will always be the most dangerous team once it comes to the playoffs. That's just the facts. Simple. So I know every team in the East is shit. I believe every team in the East is thinking this way, maybe outside of Boston.
Especially at Terry Rozier.
Absolutely. But I think every team in the East is thinking that way because Miami, this is their time of year, and we all know
that's
that.
What they do. That's what they do.
Once it comes to, you know, Philly and Embiid, I think the Cavs know it's no chance. With that thin, you know, front court they have, and I don't think they have the confidence in are we able to contain or even really go to battle with Embiid in the postseason. I don't think they have that type of mentality or that type of confidence. So I think it's showing, and – you know, I think they like their chances better against Orlando.
But
I don't necessarily feel that Orlando is a team Orlando they can just ain't, beat.
Yeah, Orlando ain't sweet.
Man, Orlando's far from sweet, brother. They're not sweet. But it's two young teams trying to find their way. I think this is actually going to be a really, really good fucking series. So I'm still excited about it. Two young teams trying to figure it out, trying to get to that next step, make that next jump, and, you know, becoming a championship caliber team. So it will be an exciting series, but I'm with Stack. I just can't agree with that mindset or mentality going into the playoffs.
So while we're on Cleveland, I mean, obviously it's about who's hot at the right time. Cleveland heading into the playoffs is 4-6 in their last 10, and then Orlando's 5-5, so they're playing similar basketball. But when I think about Cleveland, I think there's going to be a move this summer if they don't make a move, if they don't make a run. I think they're kind of stuck in the Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum. Can these small guards work together? They haven't been able to, although Garland's been hurt a lot. These guys just haven't been able to put it together. So I think if they don't make a move, if they don't make a run, which I don't really think they will, I think Donovan Mitchell's gone. I think the writing's already on the wall that he's out of there. Also, another thing I want to touch on real quick, too. Philly's won 8 straight, 8-2 in their last 10, and then Miami's 7-3 in their last 10. So both these lower seeds are hungry and going to be scary, particularly, you know, that second seed. But then also you look at Milwaukee, and I just read something this morning that Giannis is doing everything he can to rehab his calf, but calves are tricky. Especially this late in the season, calves are really, and as much as he used his stride and his athleticism and his length, if Giannis isn't healthy, they're gone in the first round.
And that calf strain can always lead to worse, if you know what I mean. Achilles. So you have to
protect that.
Very sensitive with this injury, bro. This isn't something you can just rush back from. Kevin Durant's calf strain turned into an Achilles.
And like I said, Giannis is one of these guys that needs to be fully healthy on his lower half to get going. So you look at that Indy Milwaukee, and Indy's playing good basketball right now. These young guys are hungry, Pascal and these boys and Halliburton. So it's going to be interesting. One thing Mike Greenberg said, too, as we switch to the Western Conference, he said the Lakers should rest LeBron James and Anthony Davis to tank versus the Pelicans. The winner of that plays Denver, and then they figure the Lakers would win between they think the Lakers are going to beat Sacramento or Golden State to get that 8 seed and play Oklahoma City. So again, strategic, scared thoughts. What do you guys think about that?
How is that even an option to even think about when you're talking about you have the best player of all time and you're going to tank with him? Like, that don't even sound right. They're like, some people just need to shut up, bro. That's just frustrating.
Tell them why you mad, son. Yeah, Boogie, what you think? Dog. But on the flip side, Jack, can the Laker, if I'm trying to make a run, they know Bron's window's closing. We all know Bron's window's closing. If I'm trying to make a run, I'm definitely not trying to see Denver in the first round. I would rather see one of them other two young teams in the first round if I possibly could.
We didn't want to see Dallas in the first round either, but we did.
No, I thought we did want to see Dallas.
No, I'm just saying, like, nobody wants to play the one seed, bro. Nobody.
No, but somebody. In this instance,
they do want to play the one seed.
OKC is the one seed. So okay, people aren't tripping off the one seed. Well, they're tripping off the two seed.
But my point is, regardless who the team, one or two, you playing Denver, it don't matter. This is the playoffs. You got to go through. You got to play 3 rounds regardless. You know what I'm saying? And try to pick your team. I just don't like that. Suit up whoever 1-8, y'all play. I don't give a fuck who it is. If we got a chance to get in the playoffs, that's what we need to be worrying about. Not who we playing once we get in. Let's get in first. Then we worry about that shit. That's the attitude. That's how it should be.
I feel you on that, Stack, but at the same time, I feel like you only viewing it from a player's perspective.
That's all I am. I can never beat them cornballs.
I understand. When you think about these coaches, I don't think every coach is a cornball. We got some former players that's actually been through the trenches and now in that position. So I can't say every coach is a cornball. Darvin Ham, I don't feel like is a cornball.
He's not a cornball.
He's one of those. You know what I mean? So,
but that's a cornball.
It is. But when you think about it from their perspective, it's a big difference between having a first round exit and say second or third round exit. You know what I mean? So
what's the difference? A couple of dollars?
Shit, an extension. Darvin Ham get his ass sent out in the first round. He's on the chopping block. He make it to the third or second round. It's more chance for him a little more life with the Lakers organization. So
I think it's championship or bust at LA, man.
Well, shit, the closer you are, the better, in my opinion.
True. I agree.
So I think about it from that standpoint too. I think once you know, you start seeing teams do these strategic moves to, you know, let's lose here or make sure we win here so we can play this team. I don't think that's necessarily a player's mindset. You know what I'm saying? I think so, and we all know how this shit go. We don't make the decisions. We just got to go out and perform.
Yep.
At the end of the day, though, the coach pulled Cleveland's starting five. Not the, the players didn't say they wanted to come out. The coach did that. So at the end of the day, some things are in control for us and some are not. And I think this is an instance where it's not. I think every player, for the most part, has that mindset, or at least wants to have that mindset going into the playoffs. We top dog, we confident as fuck, and we ain't worried about don't who in front who of we us. Playing. We running through a wall on these motherfuckers.
That, I we think got that's two of players. The best players in the league, and
I'm pretty sure LeBron don't give a fuck who he faces. Bron has seen every type monster in this league since he stepped foot in this shit. I don't think he gives a fuck about Denver, bro. But at the end of the day, Rob Pelinka do. Darvin Ham does. Jeannie Buss, they care. They care. Shit, I want to make it look like we had a successful season. Hey, let's avoid Denver first round. We slide it to make the second, possibly see them in the conference finals. It makes sense.
Fake it till you make it. Go and fake
absolutely.
It till you make it.
Absolutely.
But we got to make it. Another team that's playing really good basketball right now. Shout out Grayson Allen and his new deal just came across the wire. Just got a 4-year, $70 million deal. Could be 79 with incentives. Had a career year. Shot the shit out of the ball from the three-point line and has been an integral part for this Phoenix team who's kind of been up and down with Bradley Beal not really playing a lot, you know, in and out. But Phoenix over their last 10 is 7-3. They had the hardest remaining schedule in the league to close out the season, and they beat the Wolves twice. They beat Denver. They beat the Clippers. They beat the Kings. Phoenix will play Minnesota in this first round. They've dominated over the last two seasons, 6-1 versus Minnesota. Are we buying that Phoenix can get hot at the right time and make a run in this Western Conference playoffs?
Only way you're not buying that is if you ain't got no money.
So you're riding. So you think they have the depth, Jack, and you know, obviously they got the star power up top. You think they have the depth to make a run in the Western Conference?
Man,
in the playoffs?
When you got KD and Booker and Bill on a team like that, dog, I like my chances going to the playoffs against anybody. They can get hot. You see they're getting hot right now, and they're getting hot at the right time. You want to play like this going into the playoffs, right? You just gave old boy the money. Now you got another player on the team happy. I'm telling you, bro, if you want to worry about entertaining the playoffs like we're talking about Miami, you better worry about KD and Booker.
Boogie, you agree?
I do. On paper, I think they got the talent. They obviously have the personnel. They got legendary players on the team. You know, one solid Hall of Famer in KD, two guys potentially. I think Book will be one. Bill, we'll see what happens. Potentially another Hall of Famer. So on paper, they got that. But, you know, this has been a very inconsistent team all year. They just now kind of found their stride. You know, I've heard rumblings where it's not as, you know, peachy and clean over there as you think. And for the most part, the big three that they have aren't really on the same page. So I've gotten that information, but, you know, maybe they played good basketball down the stretch. Maybe they have found that chemistry. Maybe they have, you know, finally sat down and got on the same page. And I think it would be the right time going into the playoffs. So, like I said, this team has been very inconsistent. Minnesota ain't no hoe.
No.
Cat will be returning for the playoffs. So that's a plus for Minnesota. And I think that young team is hungry. I'm a huge fan of Anthony Edwards. He got that dog mentality that, you know, Stack has spoke about. Matt, you play with myself. He's that old school style type of player, which I enjoy to watch. So I don't think, you know, Minnesota is a pushover or a hoe. So this would be a great series. I love the Jay McDaniels KD matchup.
Yeah.
It's a 6'11 offensive force against a 6'11 defensive dynamite. So this is going to be great for TV, great for the sport. And I think these guys are going to really go out there and battle. You got a big shit talking and Edwards. You got a bit shit talking and Devin Booker. KD can get in that mode as well. So, shit, the last game, they got a little chippy between Bill and Edwards. So, I think this is going to be a good series. It's going to be a lot of fireworks. And I think at the end of the day, the best team will win.
Matt, let me ask you a question, Matt. Do you think when they asked KD during the season what his future looked like in Phoenix, he said, I'm not sure. You think that started up some shit?
It could. It couldn't have. I mean, you look at his track record. He's not. He's someone who's not scared to make a move.
Right.
So I think, you know, I think he him and LeBron are very strategic as far as not, you know, promising the world. I'm not guaranteeing shit. Let's get the season to see and see what happens. But I think at the end of the day, you know, they've had success against Minnesota. Minnesota's one of these younger teams still trying to find their identity.
Mm-hmm.
But regardless, second round, you're going to see them boys from Colorado. So I could definitely see this being a great series, as you said, Boog. I can see Phoenix coming out of it, but the bus could stop in that second round because, you know, I just think this Denver team has been playing their role. They haven't been too high. They haven't been too low. They haven't been really worried about their seed. And they found themselves with tied for the first best record in the Western Conference. So they've kind of – they're saving everything for now. So they are the defending champs. So, you know, I love this first-round matchup of Minnesota and Phoenix for everything you said, Boogie. But I think the train is going to stop for both these teams in the second round. Moving on, we want to hand out some flowers, first and foremost, to our brother Russell Westbrook, just for what he's been able to do, man. Someone of his caliber, and it's not easy. You know, Boogie, you are a superstar. To humble yourself and buy into something at the end of a Hall of Fame career, when everyone said this dude is stubborn, he can't do this, he can't do that. You know, Stephen A. Smith said this is the beginning of the end. I think that fat fuck, what's his name? Jason Whitlock called
Shitlock.
Him the A. Yeah, Jason Shitlock called him Russ the AB of the NBA, the Antonio Brown of the NBA. So just a lot of disrespect has gone out to Russ, but all he's done is made the Clippers better. They're 45-23 when he's on the court, 6-8 without him. Although he has career lows in statistical categories, I think that's obviously just due to opportunity, him buying in, and then the minutes. You know, he's also got career low in minutes, but, you know, still explosive, still a double-digit scorer, someone that can explode in the playoffs. He always plays well. So thoughts on just Russ and the way he's been able to kind of buy in and recreate himself and still be very effective coming off the bench for the Clippers?
Well, for me, I think Russ's impact on any team is way bigger than, you know, just what he does on the floor. It's been well documented that Russ is one of the best leaders to be in the league and actually lead teams. We saw what he did when, you know, Kevin Durant left OKC. We saw how he led that organization and they still found ways to find success. We saw how he reacted to that with the MVP season. So this is who Russ is. He's a natural born leader. He's a positive energy on any team. And I think that energy that he brings to the team is just contagious. It puts batteries in everybody's back. So, and it's evident with how, you know, once Russ went down, the Clippers, they started struggling. They became very inconsistent. So I think Russ, just his presence alone uplifts any team. And, you know, that's just credit to him. That's like I said, that's a sign of a natural born leader. And he's shown it time and time again.
And before, real quick, Jack, I want to say, too, I just don't think he's 11-5-5. The numbers don't represent his full impact, as you said, Boog. It's a leadership. It's the mentorship. He gives people the juice that I think sometimes they don't have that they need from Russ, because, you know, Russ is a ball of energy, and we all know that energy is contagious. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I just think having him around is big. But, Jack, thoughts? I know you're a big fan of Russ. You've been actually in contact with him trying to get him on the show. But give him his flowers, bro.
Man, you know I'm a big time Russ fan, and just think about that. You add five, you give him two more minutes a game. That's 15-5-5. That's six man of the year. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just think about that. 15-5-5 off the bench, bro. That's crazy. That's not nothing that every bench player is doing. You got bench players that come off the bench and finish games, Matt. Play the whole four quarters, and they don't finish with 15-5-5. So as an average off the bench, that's impressive to me. But not only what you're talking about, Matt, the fact that he can just switch it to become coming off the bench and still be a professional, but just knowing that you have more in the tank, just knowing that you're over there watching guys that you're better than, just knowing that you're going in the Hall of Fame for some, you might not be the player that you was when you came in the league, but you can still go out there and be a better player than 80% of the guys in the league right now. Just knowing that and still be able to go out there and put your pride aside and go out there when you a player like Russell Westbrook, all-time triple-double leader. Like, it's crazy to be that person and to put yourself all of a sudden as a bench player coming off the bench not being respected. I was never that athlete. I was never Russell Westbrook, not even close. But I didn't want to come out the game and being disrespected because I felt like I was better than niggas out there. So for Russ, man, I give him all the flowers in the world, all the respect in the world. And I guarantee you, Matt, I say this with confidence, 90 to 99% of the people that play basketball in the NBA or in the NBA respect Russ the same way we do. They just might not say it.
No question. No, I agree 100%. And really happy for him. Yep. Again, the Clippers have kind of been my pick at the very beginning of the season, and I'm still kind of hanging my hat on them if they can get hot at the right time. I would love to see Russ and James and Kawhi and PG and them boys, T. Lou, the homie, you know, see them do something.
That's gonna be hey, one more thing to give Russ his flowers. AI couldn't do it.
Yeah, facts. He couldn't. Coming off the bench wasn't for Chuck.
AI couldn't do it.
I respect it. But that first round matchup of Boogie, that first round matchup with the Clippers in Dallas, Kyrie and Luka are on the right page at the right time, getting hot. The role players are playing well. This is gonna be live, baby. It's gonna be live. I'm looking forward to it. This is more of kind of just on the mental side. Salute young fella Kai Jones, who, you know, went through some, you know, some mental health issues, was cut by the Hornets 2 years after being the 19th overall pick. We kind of saw him lose it online. And, I reached out to him. We went back and forth a little bit on the DMs, but happy to see that the Clippers picked him up, signed him to a multi-year deal. And he was very thankful of the NBPA to reaching out, helping him off the court and kind of getting his ducks in order. He was able to get into therapy twice a week and kind of clear his head. I got a chance to see him play in the summer. And although you don't really judge talent in the summer league, or you don't judge numbers in the summer league, some of the shit this kid was doing, man, it was in super freak athlete. It's definitely going to be able to help the Clippers. And I just think more than anything, fuck the basketball side. I'm glad he was able to get back on track as a young man and, you know, continuing this journey because, you know, that this NBA is a blessing to be able to play in. And, you know, once it's gone, it's gone. So I was glad he was able to, you know, get back on his feet and get back in the league.
Shout out to the NBPA, man, for helping him out too. Because I've seen so many situations where guys go through a little something and there ain't no help there. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The media portray a kid a certain way. Then people feel like they just back up because they've already downplayed him. But shout out to the NBPA for not letting this kid fall to the wayside, and not waste his talent. Salute to them.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually a bit confused as to how this, and outside of him, you know, having, you know, his mental health issues, what exactly did he do to get cut? Was it because he was on social media? I never really understood the situation. Like, what exactly was the crime he did to get to the point where he just got released and cut?
I think the things he was talking about as far as the team and I don't think it was worth it for him to get cut. They could have suspended him for a game or fined him.
That's what I'm saying. For
the things he was saying about the team. Yeah, demeaning the team. But you right, Boogie. It was not worth it being cut. No.
Yeah, I never understood. I'm like, damn. Like, what did he fail a drug test or like what was it that, you know what, we done with him? Like, it's too much. And I never really understood.
But let's be honest, man, getting cut by Charlotte could be a blessing in disguise because, you know, ain't no action going on out there. So he's out here in L.A., hopefully.
And it doesn't make sense for Charlotte either. You already struggle to get talent. Like, you know what I mean? Why not help him go through that hard time? He's a talented young kid. He's full of potential. Why not help him get through that time so you can keep what you drafted at home? Like,
y'all stood by the other kid that had the trouble and brought him back.
Bridges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Y'all stood by him.
I agree.
And his was way more severe. I mean,
way more severe. Not even in the same classroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I agree. That never really made sense for me. So
yeah. Well, glad he's back on track, and best of luck for him moving forward.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Moving on to one of our brothers from another mother, Chet Holmgren, man, for, you know, being a top pick 2 years ago, missing his whole first year, and then coming back this year and playing 82 games. 82 games. Obviously, he had a great run. It's been overshadowed by Wimby's greatness, and I'm sure everyone is in agreement that Wimby will win Rookie of the Year. But, you know, for Holmgren to come back his first year and put up 16-7, 2.5 blocks a game, one of only 4 rookies since 2000 to have those numbers, Wemby being the other, Embiid and Pau Gasol the other two. But, you know, this guy is an integral part of that team. One of the main reasons why they're sitting up in that one seed. It just really happy for them. And a little piece of history, OKC is the youngest number one seed ever in NBA history. Do you guys see, as great as the season's been, they got their feet wet now? You know, obviously SGA is in the MVP conversation. I don't know if he'll get it, but he very well should win it. He very well should win it. Can you see them making noise in this Western Conference?
The only reason I can, Matt, because the game slowed down in the playoffs, and I think when the game slowed down, that benefits the shit out of Shy. You already can't speed him up. You know what I'm saying? The game slowed down. I think he's one of the smartest basketball players at taking advantage of each possession when he got the ball. So I think that's going to benefit them. They definitely can make some noise being at home, all the playoffs. They're a young team, so being at home is going to benefit them. And then you're more confident at home, being this your first playoff. So I love it. I think they can make some noise. Not saying they're going to win it, but they got a good chance.
I think they got a great chance as well. I mean, that's a one thing that stands out to me the most about this young team is just the chemistry and the way they enjoy being teammates. And
they look like they really fuck with each other.
That
not to
can't
cut you
go
out.
Unnoticed, bro. Mm-hmm. Like that right. type of chemistry can take you so fucking far in the playoffs, bro.
Right.
Like that closeness, that togetherness can really, you know, elevate this team to a new height. And it kind of reminds me of that young OKC team mm-hmm. with Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Russ. Yeah, they had that yeah. same type vibe. You know what I mean? So, I think Chet's a big part of that. I could potentially – as of right now, you could say he's the third best player on that team. Mm-hmm. Long term, I could potentially see him being a one or two on that team. You know yeah, what I mean? I think he's got that much talent. And I still don't think he necessarily has found his game. As of absolutely right now, he's fitting in,
Chet?
He's playing a role.
Talking about Chet?
Which is great. Chet, yes.
Oh, no, yeah. no,
I still don't think he's necessarily found his game. Like found
he's still
his
raw.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I think that kid is full of potential. As great as Wimby is, I think this kid can be just as great, and it's just a matter of time.
I really like Chet, and I think obviously Wimby's greatness, what he's been able to do, kind of overshadowed what Chet's been doing. But Chet was neck and neck. Absolutely. He's been having a great year this young. And I don't want to knock either of these, whether it be OKC or Minnesota, who both had great years. I just have to see it. I have to see it in the playoffs because these are young teams, and we all know that veteran experience always kind of is the trump card when it comes to the playoffs. But yeah, I mean, OKC behind Shea and this young crew. And so, but sometimes on the flip side, being young and dumb, and I don't mean dumb in a bad way, you don't really know what you're supposed to do or not. You just start going out there and playing hard basketball. So absolutely. Sometimes being young can work in your favor because you're not worried about history. You're not worried about shit, but getting out there and hooping. So I'm excited to see. Yeah. But also on the flip side, you think about it, fellas, if it is – they do play the Lakers or they do play a Golden State in the first round. I think there's going to be a lot of teams that maybe not against Golden State, but I think if it's a 1-8 matchup with OKC and the Lakers, it's going to be interesting. So
absolutely.
I'm excited to see what this, you know, with these play-ins get started, but you know, what comes out of it, because there's two of the top three teams in the Western Conference are young, very talented, but young. And the two teams that are trying to get to where they're at are experienced teams with Hall of Famers on them. So I think it's going to be really interesting.
I don't care who the Lakers play in the first round. I don't see Bron getting beat out the first round, dog. I don't give a fuck who they play. Dog. I just can't see it. Not the first round. He ain't trying to deal with that. He ain't, I just don't see Bron letting himself go out the first round. I don't give a fuck how old he is. He's still better than all the motherfuckers.
Dude, this motherfucker's burnt out. As we, you know, as you bring up Bron, we wanted to, you know, year 21. I mean, we look back on the year that LeBron James has had 25.7 points a game, 8.3 assists a game, 7.3 rebounds a game.
At 90?
At how old is he, 50?
Yeah,
this dude is about to, you know, is about to be 40 years old at the end of this year, if I'm not mistaken. Man, just salute year 21. And I wish we had these comparisons because I saw him a few weeks back, a guy's in their 21st year and what they averaged, it was ugly. It wasn't even close. I think LeBron averages more than all them put together. So salute to the king, what he's been able to do. He just had a monster triple double the other day. But I agree with you, Jack. If the Lakers get in, which I think they will, I don't see Bron going out in that first round. I just don't, unless they play Denver.
And you know what my body told me when I was 40, when I turned 40 on my 40th birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you start tripping.
Don't you? Yeah. Motherfucker, you
nigga, it's over, nigga. It's over, right? Yeah. It's over, nigga. Yeah.
For everybody but him.
Everybody
bro but is him. Still doing it. Bro is still doing it at the highest level.
Right.
So, man, before we get out of here, hip-hop is back. Hip-hop is back. I feel like hip-hop's been struggling for a while. And this all due respect to the younger, you know, these younger artists. But these old heads started making it competitive again. And Drake versus everyone has kind of taken over our airwaves the past couple weeks. So Kendrick threw the first shot. Cole threw a shot, said it was the lamest shit he ever did and apologized.
That was lame.
Drake came back versus everybody and did his thing. Obviously, Metro and Future did their thing. The Weeknd jumped on. Even John Morant jumped on because I guess they was fucking with the same chick.
ASAP Rocky, sit your ass down somewhere. Nobody want to hear no bars from you, bro. Sit down, bro. Best thing ever happened to you was Rihanna. Stop it. Sit down somewhere.
Metro threw a beat back at him yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw it. Metro came back with a fire beat. That's really all Metro could do because he ain't going to get on there and talk no shit. But I liked Ross's shit. I'm not going to lie to you. Ross has a way of putting words together and melodies together and just making it, whether the diss track or not, making shit a great song. But I don't know, did you guys hear Kendrick's this morning? Kendrick came back with some more shit this morning. I don't know if y'all heard.
They said that was AI.
Oh, they said it was AI? That wasn't real?
They said Drake shit was AI too. But this is my thing though, Matt. As a black man, when somebody call you a white boy, it can't get no worse than that.
It's tough out here for us half-breeds. I've been called white boy before, and I wanted to fight. So it'd be tough out here for us cross-breeds out here. They'd be calling us white boys when Ross did that shit. But you saw Drake, you know, Drake being as petty as Drake is, he shared his little shit with his mom, shared the story with his mom. But I love where it's at right now. And if it could just stay competitive and stay here, this shit is bringing life to the game. You got these guys with their competitive juices. They're back and forth at each other. And you could talk all the shit you want and slay the sucky shit you want. But if it stays here, I think it's good for music. Obviously, if it spills over and shit starts happening, because everyone always wants to prove how tough they are. Now, if it gets to that, I'm not a fan of it. But if it could stay here, if it stays on wax back and forth, I think it's good for the game.
Yeah, man. Somebody need to make a song that I'm not tough, bro. I just want to rap. I think I need to make that because I'm not tough either. You know, people just want to hear good music. I don't want to see none of them niggas fight. I don't want to see none of their crews fight, but I do want to see them compete and rap. I like it.
Yes.
I like it. But it's always one dude that's not rapping, that don't have nothing to do with it, that's part of the clique, that want to make himself famous and do some dumb shit. It's never the rappers. It's always the hang-alongs.
That's true. That's true. But I mean, I piggyback off both of you guys. I think it's great for hip hop. I mean, as a fan of hip hop, this is what I want to see. I think the fact that we got all the top dogs in the game outside of, you know, Jay and Ye, we got the top dogs currently in the game right now, all in competition. Like, that's great for the fans. It's great for music. And like you said, I hope it remains on wax. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I think it will because We're dealing with a different caliber of rappers. These are guys that have been in the game a long time. They understand the ups and downs of the business. They understand competition. They understand how to turn a bad situation into a good one, which I think all these rappers are doing right now. They're going to keep us entertained. They're going to make us think they don't, you know, get along. But I think at the end of the day, they know they're all going to benefit from this situation, which is, you know, a dope thing. So, like I said, keep it on wax and keep this shit going. I want to hear more bars. I want to hear more disses. I want to keep going. I think it's dope.
It's good thing that all three of them got a lot to lose. You ain't dealing with a big name rapper and somebody who coming in the game and trying to make a name for himself. The best thing about it are all these rappers at the top. So it should be just fair rap.
Yeah, this ain't drill music. This real music. So I'm cool with it. Absolutely.
Who do you got? Do you guys have someone right now winning? Is anybody winning in your guys' eyes right now? Or just hip hop as a whole is winning.
I ain't on none of them niggas squad. I ain't with not down with none of them niggas labels. So I ain't finna just jump on one of them niggas sides. I'm not in that. They all jamming.
Absolutely. What I will say
is they all benefit.
I got a lot of respect for it because Drake is taking on all these niggas by himself. Ain't nobody on Drake's side. Drake is shooting at all the top dogs by himself. So, again, I like what Ross said. If Kendrick's shit this morning was real, I like what Kendrick said both times. Obviously, fucking with what Drake said. I don't know. I'm a big fan of Future and Metro, but I don't know if Future is them kind of like a beef type. That nigga just makes good music. Nah, so I don't know if he's like a beef. I fuck with Future.
Future high, bro. I'm on a Future high.
Hey, Future ain't finna jump out there like that.
Yeah. Nah, he gonna keep it player as always. Yeah. He gonna keep it player. Like
Yeah, so again, I agree. I think it's good for hip hop, and I hope it stays competitive and keeps it over the airwaves and not in the streets. Before we get out of here, fellas, Haney, Garcia, Stack, what you got for us?
Hey, man, shit, I got my brother on here, Boogie, coming into the boxing space too. Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia. You got Ryan Garcia, a social media star, somebody that's shown that he's willing to fight anybody, take all the big fights. And one thing you have to give Ryan props for, you got guys like Devin Haney, who is definitely top two, top three in his class. But Ryan is selling this fight, and it's just the truth. Ryan is the big star. Ryan is selling this fight, even though he's not the better boxer. I see Ryan losing this fight. He might get knocked out. You know, he has a chance because of those quick hands, and he's still a big boxer, and he's always confident. But I just respect Ryan for taking the big fights and making the fights that we want to see. Devin Haney could be the best in his division. Got the best jab in his division. He's like Floyd. He's locked in. Don't drink, don't smoke. You know, he's a Muslim, so he prays five times a day. He's super locked into his craft, is what I'm trying to say. He's somebody that takes boxing real serious, and he don't see anybody taking him off the path he's going to right now. And I agree with he looks good right now. I see him beating Ryan, but it's going to be a great fight. It's what we want to see. So, like I said, I salute both of these guys for making this fight. What you got, Boogie?
I agree with you. Ryan is definitely selling this fight. He is a social media star. He understands how to, you know, make fans engage with what's going on. He's going a little off the wire with some of the shit.
That was my question. I mean, is this all?
He made a diss record too.
Right, at this point, I don't even know if the motherfucker is still acting. Like, you know what I mean? It's a lot going on with bro. It's something every day, but it is entertaining. It does, you know, make you want to keep up with the fight and what's going on. But when it comes to Devin Haney, bro, like you said, his discipline, his work ethic, his dedication to the sport, his dedication to being great, that's something you don't see a lot in any sport anymore.
Right.
A young kid being dedicated to being great. Mm-hmm. So – I don't think that can go unnoticed, and I got Haney. Simple. I think Haney's just a better boxer all around. And you can't, like I said, you can't ignore that discipline and that work ethic. So Haney for sure.
In honor of 420, our Thursday show will be none other than the legends, Cheech and Chong themselves.
Yes, sir.
So make sure you guys tune in this Thursday in honor of 420. Cheech and Chong, times all the smoke. Big shout out to Roots of Fight. Jack, we did a collab with them, and for a special Jackie Robinson commemorative drop at my alma mater, UCLA. We got a chance to go back on campus, talk to some people. We just dropped that today. So again, shout out to our brothers at Roots of Fight. You guys make sure you go check that out. You can catch this on All the Smoke Productions YouTube and the DraftKings Network.
Appreciate y'all, boys.
Safe travels, Boogie. We'll see y'all next week.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.